sometime out of ego and all this other stuff, we make people think that because we in the fivefold ministry, we are better than you, but that's not so. Because the same blood that got me cleansed me, the same blood that cleansed you. But you have to understand the function and the authority that is set forth in these gifts. And you understand how to honor authority. Not seeing that person better, but recognize the anointing and the gifts that's there so you can receive from them. But I'm a human being just like you. I got saved, born again, just like you did. Are you in the house tonight? So then you can know in your own heart, you can have this revelation knowledge. You can have this wisdom. You can have this insight. You can know that you know that you know that you know. Not cocky, not with an attitude, but with appreciation. With thanksgiving. Thank you, Lord. I know the truth. I know who I am. Nobody can come up. You know, folks will do that. You need to be over here with me. You know, folks, you had it. And you, maybe some of y'all done it. I don't know. But you need to know where God wants you. Because that's the only thing that's going to be profitable for your life. Amen. Being where God told you to be. Doing what God told you to do. Yes. And you can't do that if you don't know it. Amen. Hello, somebody. Amen. So, how did I do this? I'm going to read just again from the Passion Translation, the second chapter. And I'll pick up at the second verse. He said, I am contending for you that your heart will be wrapped in comfort of heaven and woven together into love fabric. This will give you access to all the riches of God. Listen to what it says. This will give you what? Access to what? All the riches of God. Wow. God's great mystery. What is God's great mystery? Christ. This will give you access to all of the riches of God's great mystery. And that great mystery is Christ. Now watch it. Verse 3 says what? For our spiritual wealth is where? So if you try to get wealth for living any other way, you're going to miss it. This is why many times we don't excel and succeed in this life because we're trying to get things for ourselves with the world system, with the world way of thinking, with their ideas, with their thoughts and plan, and you'll never get it. The world system will dominate you all the time. You'll spend your whole life trying to get ahead and never make it. Amen. Amen. So let's read it. He said, for our spiritual wealth is in him, like hidden treasure waiting to be discovered. Like what? Hidden treasure waiting to be discovered. Glory to God. And now watch this. Heaven's wisdom and endless riches of revelation knowledge. What kind of wisdom? Heavenly wisdom and what else? Heavenly wisdom and endless riches of revelation knowledge. Now listen to verse 4. And this is why you want to know it. Because you see, John wrote, he said, in the last days, this Antichrist is going to show up, and I'm telling you, he's already here. John wrote in John's epistle, he said, he's already here. What he's out to do to deceive you, to mislead you, so he can do what? Take advantage of you, and ultimately what? Kill you, destroy you. Amen. He said, I want you to know this, verse 4, I want you to know this for what reason? So that no one will do what? Come and lead you into error through their persuasive arguments and clever words. And people can use some clever words. Be very persuasive. I told you before, and at the time, I sure didn't know anything. You know, and at the time I was working with my cousin, I didn't know anything about the Bible. I knew it was the Bible, and you know, but but I knew what they were saying. I knew enough about the Bible to know what they were saying wasn't right. I knew that in my heart. I knew that, but with clever, persuasive argument. They tried their best to get me to change. No deal. You remember that show they had, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? And then, that's not the one. Let's Make a Deal. And then you call out so many numbers and they open that suitcase. And if you got the right one, you get what, you know, you, and they give you so much money. But after you open so many, then they ask you, now, you want to take the money? Or do you want, other word, you want to take the money, do the deal, or no deal? They had a little thing up there, no deal. That's what I told them, no deal. What you saying may be so clever, but no deal. No deal. So, it's so good to get to know the Holy Spirit and let Him talk to you. You know what He's going to talk about? Well, we're just going to go here and let Him talk to us. You know what he's going to say? Whatever he hear the Father, whatever he hear Jesus, that's all he's going to talk. So, all this wisdom that God has, no one, Satan tried it. He took a third of the angel with him when he did it. He tried to overthrow God. But you know, God is still just as strong. He was not diminished in any way in who he is. He didn't lose any of his character, his attribute, his power, his who he is and what he is and what he have done. Although a third of angel left him, but God still remained. And he brought you and me. He brought us forth. And then joined us to himself so we could be the expression of his glory. Thank you, Lord. So, let's talk about this wealth and why when Satan overthrew or called Adam, deceived Eve and called Adam to sin, go to 1 Corinthians, that's where I'm going. I'll be reading this from the Amplified. If y'all have the Amplified Bible, will you put it up there for me? and 1 Corinthians chapter 2. And for time's sake, I'm going to go to verse